The Bitcoin Magnet, How Network Assets Create Economic Gravity. The Bitcoin Magnet, How Network Assets Create Economic Gravity. Article 2 of the 8-part Building the Network State series. Series Navigation. Previous Imagined Communities 2.0, How Digital Networks Are Reshaping National Identity. Next, The Anatomy of a Network State. Executive Summary. A digital community can possess a shared identity without possessing economic independence. To build durable institutions, reward contributors, acquire infrastructure, and withstand external pressure, it also needs an independently controlled capital layer. Bitcoin demonstrated that a scarce issuerless network asset could attract savings, miners, developers, businesses, infrastructure, and culture without direction from a state. This self-reinforcing process is economic gravity. Economic gravity, however, is not merely a market phenomenon. When capital concentrates around a network, it creates the material conditions for governance. A treasury can finance institutions, institutions can coordinate people, coordinated people can acquire territory and pursue recognition. The stronger form of this process is sovereign gravity, the tendency of credible, independently controlled capital to attract not only economic activity, but the institutions and governance capacity of a self-organizing political community. Bitcoin proved that network money can exist. The next question is whether a capital layer can be architected for communities that must remain private, resilient, and self-governing. Rio Currency addresses that broader problem through default privacy and GPU-oriented distribution today, alongside an established roadmap encompassing Halo 2 zero-knowledge proofs, a high-latency mixnet, proof-of-stake, and native on-chain DAO governance. Rio does not possess Bitcoin's liquidity, recognition, or institutional depth. Those are real limitations. Its strategic significance lies elsewhere. Its architecture attempts to connect private money with private collective governance, extending monetary neutrality from issuance into observation and political coordination. Conceptual continuity. This article continues the Rio News framework developed across the end of free-floating fiat, when institutions fail, God, state, and network. Imagine communities, 2.0, and private from Washington, visible to Beijing. It introduces the capital layer of the network state stack and develops the concept of sovereign gravity. Identity alone is not sovereignty. A network that cannot fund itself cannot govern itself, and a treasury dependent on permission from outside institutions is not fully sovereign. In Article 1, Imagine Communities 2.0, we examined how geographically dispersed people can acquire a shared narrative, common identity, and sense of political membership through digital networks. That is the first layer of the network state stack: identity, capital, coordination, territory, recognition. Identity answers the question, who are we? Capital answers the next one. What can we build together? A community becomes durable only when it can convert shared belief into shared capacity. It must be able to maintain communications, compensate contributors, finance infrastructure, support members, defend institutional continuity, and pursue projects that extend beyond the temporary enthusiasm of volunteers. The earlier Rio News series examined the demand side of this problem. The Yuan Ultimatum and the End of Free-Floating Fiat explored how geopolitical choke points, sanctions, and competing monetary blocks can transform settlement infrastructure into an instrument of power. The human choke point examined what happens when financial access becomes conditional. The prophet and the hedge fund king developed the argument that monetary fragmentation creates demand for assets no single block can freeze or dominate. More recently, Private from Washington, visible to Beijing, examined why states, companies, and emerging digital polities may need neutral and private capital as monetary sovereignty becomes increasingly inseparable from information sovereignty. This article examines the supply side. How is neutral network capital created? Why do some assets attract entire ecosystems while others remain speculative instruments? What characteristics must an asset possess when it is expected to support not only exchange and savings, but private and resilient self-government? The central argument is, a credible network asset can attract capital. Capital can finance infrastructure. Infrastructure can sustain institutions. Institutions can transform an online community into a political actor. Bitcoin proved the first half of that sequence. The full network state problem begins with the second. I, what the Bitcoin magnet means. This article takes its title from Sunil Agarwal's 2017 book, Bitcoin Magnet. One, Agarwal used the image of a magnet to describe Bitcoin's capacity to attract people, ideas, investment, and infrastructure. The metaphor is more significant than it initially appears. Bitcoin was not adopted through a central development plan. No ministry instructed programmers to build wallets. No central bank ordered savers to hold it. No company controlled every application constructed around it. Instead, a decentralized sequence unfolded. Predictable scarcity attracted early holders. Holders created demand for exchanges, wallets, and merchant tools. Mining attracted energy, hardware, and technical expertise. Infrastructure made participation easier. Greater participation deepened liquidity and public credibility. Deeper liquidity encouraged further investment and development. Each layer reinforced the next. Capital attracted infrastructure, and infrastructure attracted more capital. Bitcoin, therefore, became more than a payment network or speculative asset. It developed into an economic center of gravity around which miners, developers, investors, companies, media organizations, and political communities organized themselves. The same general pattern appears elsewhere. Ethereum attracted developers and capital around programmable contracts. Stablecoins attracted payment activity by making digital representations of fiat currencies transferable across blockchain networks. Exchanges became liquidity hubs because assets, users, and services accumulated around them. Bitcoin remains the clearest monetary example because it showed that an asset without a state issuer could become the center of a global economic ecosystem. Satoshi Nakamoto's original proposal described a peer-to-peer system that could settle transactions without reliance on a financial institution. 2. What followed was larger than the original technical description, an international monetary network with its own infrastructure, institutions, vocabulary, political philosophy, and social identity. This is the first meaning of the Bitcoin magnet. A credible network asset can become an anchor around which people coordinate economic life without being organized by a state. That is economic gravity. But a network state requires something more, too, from economic gravity to sovereign gravity. Economic gravity should not be confused with price appreciation. An asset can rise rapidly in price without developing durable institutions around it. It can attract speculators without attracting merchants, contributors, or builders. Conversely, a functioning network may retain developers and infrastructure through long periods of low valuation. Genuine economic gravity develops through a causal chain: credibility, savings, liquidity, contributors, infrastructure, commerce, treasury capacity, institutions. 1. Credibility. Participants must believe that the network will continue operating and that its monetary rules will not be changed arbitrarily. Credibility can arise from decentralized consensus, predictable issuance, technical security, historical survival, and a community willing to defend the network's rules. 2. Savings. When participants expect an asset to retain future usefulness, some hold it beyond immediate transactional needs. This creates a committed economic base rather than a temporary stream of users. 3. Liquidity. Holders, miners, traders, market makers, and merchants create opportunities to exchange the asset. Liquidity makes it easier to enter the network economy, price goods, and convert economic activity into external resources. 4. Contributors. Developers, designers, researchers, miners, writers, and organizers become more willing to accept the asset as compensation when it can be stored, exchanged, and used. 5. Infrastructure. Recurring economic activity produces demand for wallets, marketplaces, exchanges, accounting systems, communications, education, custody arrangements, and physical services. 6. Commerce. The asset begins to circulate within a community rather than existing solely as an object held in anticipation of future price movement. 7. Treasury capacity. A community that holds and earns a native asset can finance software, legal work, emergency support, property, research, and public goods. 8. Institutions. Once funding and decision-making become regular rather than improvised, institutional structures emerge, roles are defined, budgets are established, rules are adopted, disputes require procedures. the community begins to acquire an existence that is not reducible to a social media group. Economic gravity, therefore, describes the conversion of monetary credibility into organized capacity. Sovereign gravity is the stronger political form. Sovereign gravity is the tendency of credible, independently controlled capital to attract not only economic activity, but the institutions and governance capacity of a self-organizing political community. Economic gravity attracts holders, liquidity, and infrastructure. Sovereign gravity attracts treasuries, constitutions, decision systems, and durable collective organization. This is the distinction that separates a successful cryptocurrency from a potential network state capital layer. 3. The three Leviathans and the political evolution of money. The Bitcoin magnet reflects a deeper historical pattern explored in God, state, and network. Every monetary order depends on some mechanism capable of enforcing its rules. Gold did not require an issuing government, but it depended on physical possession, assay, transport, and social recognition. Fiat money gained extraordinary flexibility by embedding currency within state institutions. The same structure gave governments and regulated intermediaries significant powers over issuance, access, observation, and freezing. Cryptocurrency introduced a third model, monetary rules enforced by a distributed network rather than a sovereign decree. Bitcoin was the first successful network Leviathan. It proved that a monetary system could maintain issuance and settlement rules through computation, incentives, and consensus rather than through a central issuer. Yet the network Leviathan is still evolving. Bitcoin removes the state from issuance, but not from observation. Its ledger is public. Governments, companies, and analysts can inspect the transaction graph and attempt to connect addresses with identities. Bitcoin is therefore issuer neutral, but not fully observer neutral. Privacy by default systems represent a further stage in the evolution of network money. They attempt to prevent any participant from receiving a privileged informational view of ordinary economic activity. Rio's roadmap extends the principle again. It aims to combine private money with proof of stake and native DAO governance, allowing the network Leviathan to enforce not only monetary rules, but selected forms of private collective decision making. In that sense, Rio's network state thesis is not that Bitcoin was a mistake, it is that Bitcoin opened a political transition that remains incomplete. Bitcoin demonstrated money enforced by the network. Rio's roadmap asks whether private governance can also be enforced by the network without making every participant politically transparent. 4. Money as a technology of coordination. Money is commonly described through three functions: medium of exchange, store of value, and unit of account. For the network state question, an earlier function is equally important. Money allows people who do not personally know one another to coordinate across distance and time. Carl Menger developed one of the most influential market emergence theories of money. In On the Origin of Money, he argued that certain goods become widely accepted because their marketability makes them increasingly useful in exchange. 3. Acceptance reinforces acceptance. Friedrich Hayek later challenged the assumption that money must remain a state monopoly. In Denationalization of Money, he argued for competition among monetary systems rather than exclusive government control over monetary choice. 4. Nick Szabo examined the deeper history of monetary coordination. In Shelling Out, he argued that monetary precursors helped human beings solve problems of reciprocity, wealth transfer, and cooperation beyond immediate trust relationships. 5. These accounts differ in important respects, but they converge on a central point. Money is not merely an object exchanged between institutions. It is itself an institution through which strangers coordinate. In territorial states, monetary infrastructure developed alongside taxation, law, banking, and political authority. A network state begins in the reverse order. It may initially possess no recognized territory, tax authority, or central bank. Its monetary network can therefore become one of its first durable institutions. The choice of capital layer determines who can participate, what outsiders can observe, whether transactions can be blocked, how collective resources can be administered, and where coercive pressure can be applied. For a digital polity, monetary architecture is political architecture. V. Network effects, hubs, and monetary switching costs. The value of a network often depends partly on how many people and compatible services participate in it. Economists Michael Katz and Carl Shapiro described how systems can become more valuable as users, complementary products, and compatible infrastructure accumulate around them. 6. This dynamic is especially powerful in money. A currency becomes more useful when more people accept it. More merchants price goods in it. More markets provide liquidity. More applications support it. And more institutions recognize it. William Luther applied this problem directly to cryptocurrency. His research on network effects and switching costs explains why users may remain with an established monetary system even when an alternative possesses desirable technical properties. 7. Switching is not an individual decision alone. It is a coordination problem. A person may prefer private digital money, but that preference has limited practical value when employers, suppliers, customers, and service providers continue using another system. Technical superiority, therefore, does not automatically create economic gravity. An alternative network must build reasons to hold the asset, earn the asset, spend the asset, develop around the asset, and organize institutions around the asset. Network science supplies a related insight. Albert Laszlo Barabasi and Reka Albert showed how growing networks can develop through preferential attachment. New nodes tend to connect disproportionately to nodes that are already well connected. 8. Cryptocurrency networks display a comparable tendency. Liquidity attracts more liquidity. Developers build where users already exist. Users choose assets supported by established infrastructure. Media attention concentrates on prominent networks, and institutions favor assets with mature markets and custody systems. This explains both Bitcoin's strength and the difficulty facing smaller networks. Bitcoin's gravity does not arise solely from code. It includes accumulated liquidity, recognizability, infrastructure, historical credibility, and social coordination. Rio cannot overcome that advantage merely by possessing a more privacy-oriented roadmap. It must convert architectural distinction into users, markets, applications, contributors, and institutions. Neutrality is a necessary property of sovereign capital. Adoption is what turns that property into power. 6. Bitcoin proved the thesis, but not every use case. Bitcoin accomplished something historically significant. It demonstrated that a digital asset could maintain scarcity, transfer value, and coordinate issuance through an open network without a central monetary issuer. It also established the strongest existing example of crypto economic gravity. Capital attracted mining. Mining strengthened settlement assurances. Market depth attracted financial infrastructure. Infrastructure attracted more capital and participants. None of the limitations discussed below diminish that achievement. They do matter when Bitcoin is evaluated not only as reserve money, but as the operational treasury and governance foundation of a community facing sustained surveillance or political pressure. Public transaction history. Bitcoin's base layer ledger is public. Addresses are pseudonymous rather than inherently attached to legal identities, but transaction flows remain available for analysis. A network state treasury using Bitcoin could expose balances, payment patterns, counterparties, and strategic financial activity when addresses are identified or clustered. Governance deliberately separated from the ledger. Bitcoin governance is distributed across software developers, miners, node operators, businesses, and users. This arrangement has proved resistant to unilateral control. Bitcoin does not, however, provide a native political system for membership, private voting, delegation, or community treasury administration. For Bitcoin itself, that separation may be a design strength. For a network state seeking an integrated governance layer, it means additional systems must be constructed elsewhere. Specialized mining infrastructure. Bitcoin mining is dominated by specialized ASIC hardware and industrial operations. The network remains geographically and organizationally distributed, but direct participation at meaningful scale requires specialized capital, energy access, and supply chains. Privacy requires additional tools and practices. Bitcoin users can employ privacy-enhancing techniques and additional layers, but confidentiality is not enforced for every base layer transaction. A network state would therefore need to build its operational privacy around supplementary infrastructure. Bitcoin proved issuer neutrality. No state possesses the authority to issue additional Bitcoin outside the network's consensus rules. it did not establish observer neutrality. This makes Bitcoin the first successful network leviathan, but a partial architecture for private political organization. 7. What a network state capital layer requires. The capital layer is the engine that powers every later stage of the network state stack. Without independent capital, identity remains symbolic. Coordination lacks resources. Territory cannot be acquired or maintained, and recognition cannot be pursued through durable institutions. A network state capital layer should therefore be evaluated against the following criteria. 1. Protocol-level censorship resistance. No single issuer, bank, exchange, or government should possess the authority to freeze the asset throughout the underlying network. Custodial balances can still be frozen, devices can be compromised, and individuals can be coerced. Unfreezable should therefore be understood as a protocol property, not as a claim that every user is immune from seizure under every condition. 2. Self-custody. Members and institutions must be able to control assets directly through cryptographic keys rather than depending exclusively on a financial intermediary. 3. Privacy by default. Treasury movements, salaries, donations, membership payments, and commercial relationships can reveal the internal structure of a community. Privacy should therefore be a normal property of the system rather than an exceptional action that marks a transaction as sensitive. 4. Distributed issuance and control. The network should avoid a central issuer or privileged insider group whose cooperation could be compelled. Distribution cannot eliminate inequality, but launch and consensus design should avoid unnecessary centers of control. 5. Liquidity and jurisdictional reach. Privacy and decentralization are insufficient when an asset cannot support ordinary obligations. A treasury must be able to pay contributors, acquire goods, and manage volatility without overwhelming available markets. 6. Governance compatibility. A network state community requires procedures for budgets, proposals, delegation, membership, constitutional changes, and dispute resolution. These mechanisms may reside within the protocol or in securely integrated systems. 7. Operational resilience. The currency, wallets, communications, and governance mechanisms must remain usable through technical failures, legal pressure, exchange restrictions, and hostile network conditions. 8. Institutional legitimacy. Cryptographic validity is not the same as political legitimacy. Members must understand the rules, accept the procedures, and possess meaningful ways to challenge abuse or exit the institution. No major cryptocurrency satisfies every criterion at maximum strength. The relevant question is not which asset is perfect, it is which architecture best matches the risks and objectives of a particular political community. 8. The sovereignty neutrality frontier. The capital layer criteria outlined above are not merely technical preferences. They express a deeper monetary principle developed in private from Washington, visible to Beijing, the sovereignty neutrality frontier. A currency becomes more useful to its sovereign issuer as the issuer gains stronger control over identity, issuance, programmability, transaction approval, capital controls, and supervisory access. Those same powers make the currency less neutral to everyone else. A foreign state, company, or community must ask whether the issuer can freeze its reserves, deny transactions, change monetary rules, inspect commercial relationships, or grant domestic actors superior access. The stronger the issuer's sovereign controls, the greater the issuer's strategic advantage, and the weaker the currency's neutrality outside that sovereign system. The reverse is also true. Money becomes more neutral as no participant can freeze it unilaterally, rewrite its issuance for private benefit, deny ordinary transactions, inspect every payment, or grant itself a superior protocol position. Neutrality therefore requires the limitation of sovereign privilege. Neutral money is not money that no state uses. It is money within which no state can grant itself a superior position. Bitcoin achieved a historic form of issuer neutrality. No state controls its monetary issuance. Its transparency, however, leaves a second form of asymmetry intact. Any sufficiently capable observer can inspect the same public ledger, but observers do not possess equal analytical resources. States and large corporations can combine blockchain data with exchange records, communications metadata, identity databases, and physical surveillance. Public data is formally equal but operationally asymmetric. This produces a distinction between two forms of neutrality. Privacy by default assets extend neutrality into the informational dimension. They do not merely remove the state from issuance. They seek to remove privileged observers from the transaction graph. This does not make users invisible under all circumstances. Endpoint surveillance, compromised devices, exchange records, and human mistakes can still expose activity. Observer neutrality is a protocol principle. Ordinary transactions do not automatically create a public map available for permanent analysis. For a community facing political surveillance, that distinction is fundamental. A treasury is not neutral if every adversary can map its contributors, salaries, reserves, and strategic relationships. Privacy is therefore not an optional feature added to neutral money. Under adversarial conditions, privacy is one of the conditions of neutrality itself. Comparing candidate network assets. Bitcoin, Monero, Zcash, and Rio represent different answers to the capital layer problem. The comparison below does not identify a universally superior asset. It identifies architectural trade-offs relevant to network states. Bitcoin, monetary gravity at global scale. Bitcoin remains the strongest example of a network asset becoming an independent economic institution. Its principal advantages are scale, liquidity, recognizability, historical credibility, and a settlement network without a central issuer. Its limitation for privacy-intensive network state operations is not monetary credibility. It is visibility and governance architecture. A network state could use Bitcoin as a reserve asset while conducting confidential operations and governance elsewhere. Bitcoin does not natively combine those functions. Monero, mature private digital cash. Monero provides default transaction privacy through ring signatures, ring confidential transactions, and stealth addresses. Its official documentation emphasizes that privacy is built into normal use rather than confined to a separate optional mode. 9. This makes Monero a serious candidate for private payments and treasury transfers. Its mandatory privacy model also avoids the smaller anonymity sets and identifying signals that can arise when privacy is used only by a self-selecting minority. Monero had no conventional priming, but its early launch was affected by a substantial performance asymmetry among miners. The public miner inherited from Bitcoin was severely de-optimized, while privately held optimizations enabled much faster mining. Computer scientist David G. Anderson reported an 11-fold speedup within a week, 45% of the network's hash rate by the 14th of May, 2014, and more than 60% at certain points. He argued that the original miner had been deliberately crippled. This episode is sometimes characterized as a de facto stealth primeen, although the coins were mined after public launch rather than allocated before it. Anderson also stated that the later community developers who took over Monero appeared unaware of the inherited de-optimization. 20. Monero's present RandomX proof of work is intentionally optimized for general purpose CPUs to discourage ASIC specialization and keep mining broadly accessible. That design has a genuine distribution benefit, but it also creates a distinct attack surface. Malware operators can aggregate stolen CPU cycles across compromised desktops and servers. Threat intelligence reporting and academic research have repeatedly documented botnets and cryptojacking campaigns deploying XMRRIG to mine Monero. Operation Endgame illustrates the possible scale. Bitcoinblog.de reported that Monero's network hash rate fell from approximately 2.9 GHz on the 29th of May, 2024 to 1.78 GHz on 31 May, about 39%, immediately after the Europol-led disruption of major botnet and dropper infrastructure. The timing supports, without proving, the inference that botnet-linked mining may have represented roughly two-fifths of the network at that time. Europol did not attribute that share to a single botnet. CPU mining does not cause botnets. The narrower point is that CPU accessibility lowers the hardware barrier for unauthorized mining and can permit large illicit fleets to accumulate material network share. 21. Default privacy should not be interpreted as immunity from every form of analysis. Historical research has identified weaknesses in earlier decoy selection methods, while exchange records, compromised endpoints, network metadata, and distinctive user behavior can still reduce privacy in particular circumstances. 19. These limitations demonstrate that transaction layer privacy is one component of operational privacy rather than a complete substitute for it. Monero's architecture nevertheless centers on private currency rather than native political governance. Communities requiring private voting, delegation, or integrated treasury proposals would need separate governance systems. That separation may be considered a strength. Keeping political governance outside the monetary protocol can limit the degree to which holders control the currency through formal voting. It is nevertheless a meaningful difference for a network state project seeking an integrated capital and coordination layer. Zcash, advanced zero-knowledge privacy with user choice. Zcash has made major contributions to practical zero-knowledge cryptography. It's NU6. Three Ironwood Shielded Pool reuses Orchard's Action and Halo 2 proof system while maintaining shielded transaction activity without exposing transaction details in the same manner as a transparent ledger. 10. Zcash also permits transparent activity. This provides flexibility and compatibility, but it creates a different privacy model from a system in which confidentiality is mandatory for every ordinary transaction. The relevant distinction is not strong cryptography versus weak cryptography. It is mixed privacy architecture versus enforced privacy architecture. Zcash's mining history presents a separate distribution trade-off. Equihash was selected partly because its memory-oriented design was expected to keep commodity GPU mining competitive and make cost-effective ASICs unlikely. In May 2018, however, Bitmain announced an Equihash ASIC. The Zcash Foundation's subsequent governance process rejected making ASIC resistance a priority. An electric coin company later described long-term ASIC resistance as unsustainable. Zcash therefore moved from a GPU-accessible launch model to a mining market in which specialized hardware held the efficiency advantage. This was an openly debated protocol choice rather than a hidden launch allocation, but it narrowed direct mining participation relative to the original design expectation. 22. Rio, an integrated capital and governance thesis. Rio's present network uses Ring CT with default privacy and a default ring size of 25. Its Kryptonite GPU proof-of-work algorithm is designed for standard consumer GPUs rather than ASIC hardware. The project states that it launched with no Pramine, no SpeedMine, and no privileged early launch, while distributing a mission over a long-term schedule. 11 Rio's GPU orientation should also be described precisely. Kryptonite GPU is designed to make ordinary CPU mining inefficient and thereby reduce the advantage available to mass fleets of compromised low-power devices while remaining accessible to owners of consumer GPUs. It is more accurate to describe this as resistance to CPU botnet economics than as being botnet-proof. Compromised systems with suitable GPUs or stolen cloud GPU resources can still be abused for mining. 23. These are current architectural characteristics. Rio's official roadmap establishes a broader direction. Halo 2 zero-knowledge proofs, a high-latency mixnet, proof-of-stake, and native on-chain DAO governance. 12. Halo 2 and the mixnet address transaction and network layer privacy. Proof-of-stake and native DAO governance extend the architecture from private money toward private collective organization. Rio is not presently a completed network state operating system. It is a monetary network whose established roadmap is explicitly designed around requirements future digital polities may face. X. Rio on the sovereignty neutrality frontier. The table reveals Rio's central trade-off. It is weak where Bitcoin is strongest, liquidity, recognition, infrastructure, and accumulated network effects. It is architecturally ambitious where Bitcoin is intentionally limited, mandatory privacy, metadata resistance, and integrated political governance. Rio is not Bitcoin. It does not possess Bitcoin's market depth, recognition, or institutional ecosystem. Those are real limitations that must be stated plainly. But Rio's roadmap addresses a question that Bitcoin does not. How can a digital community privately govern not only individual transactions, but also its shared treasury and collective political decisions? This is the difference between economic gravity and sovereign gravity. Economic gravity attracts capital. Sovereign gravity attracts governance. Rio's architecture, default privacy, Halo 2 zero-knowledge proofs, a high-latency mixnet, proof-of-stake, and native DAO governance is designed around the latter problem. 10. Private capital requires private governance. Private money protects the economic activity of individual participants. Private governance protects the political relationships behind that activity. A public governance system can expose which participants possess political influence, how members vote on controversial proposals, who delegates authority to whom, which groups support particular treasury allocations, and how financial power maps onto political factions. For an ordinary online association, this exposure may be acceptable or even desirable. For a community operating under political repression, sanctions, or sustained surveillance, it can become a direct security risk. Public voting can allow an adversary to identify leaders, major contributors, internal factions, financial dependencies, and members who oppose a particular state or policy. Rio's private DAO thesis is therefore more significant than the phrase governance on a blockchain suggests. Its potential value lies in combining verifiability with confidentiality. A participant could prove eligibility without disclosing a public identity. A member could cast a valid vote without exposing political alignment. A community could approve treasury expenditure without publishing its entire financial graph, to tacit. Delegation could occur without creating a public map of political relationships, and governance rules could be enforced without making every participant transparent to outsiders. These are technically demanding objectives. The wider cryptographic field nevertheless demonstrates that the underlying concepts are practical research and engineering problems rather than purely theoretical ambitions. Semaphore, for example, allows a person to prove membership in a group and submit a valid signal or vote without revealing identity. 13. Research into private DAO delegation has also described methods through which voting power could be delegated, revoked, and redelegated without publicly exposing the relationship between delegator and representative. 14. These systems are not RIO implementations and should not be presented as such. They demonstrate that private governance has identifiable cryptographic components, anonymous membership proofs, private eligibility verification, confidential ballots, verifiable tallying, private delegation, and selective disclosure. The strategic objective is not secrecy without accountability. It is governance in which the validity of a decision can be verified without automatically exposing the identity, wealth, and political behavior of every participant. 12. A treasury is not yet a government. Cryptocurrency communities sometimes treat a token and voting contract as sufficient to create decentralized governance. Experience suggests otherwise. Eleanor Ostrom's work on polycentric governance demonstrated that communities can successfully manage shared resources, but durable self-government depends on institutional design, meaningful boundaries, legitimate collective choice procedures, monitoring, accountability, and accessible conflict resolution. 15. A network state treasury is a form of digital commons. Its assets may be cryptographically secured, but the rules governing them remain social and political. The community must still answer, who qualifies as a member? Who may submit proposals? How is voting power distributed? Should capital, contribution, reputation, or proof of personhood determine influence? How are minorities protected? How can corruption be investigated without destroying privacy? What happens when formally valid rules produce an unjust outcome? Who can respond during a technical emergency? How can emergency powers be prevented from becoming permanent? Native DAO governance does not automatically answer these questions. It provides infrastructure through which a community can encode and enforce its chosen answers. Existing DAOs also demonstrate the danger of equating token voting with decentralized control. Ian Appel and Gillian Grennan examined 10,639 proposals across 151 DAOs and found that control was frequently exercised by a very small number of entities. 16. Privacy alone does not prevent oligarchy. A private DAO could conceal concentrated power as easily as it could protect ordinary members from retaliation. A credible network state governance system must therefore combine privacy with capture-resistant voting design, auditable rules and outcomes, constitutional limits, delegation and revocation procedures, conflict resolution systems, constrained emergency controls, and institutional checks beyond simple one coin, one vote. Research into modular politics similarly argues that online communities require richer governance components than the limited moderator and administrator structures supplied by conventional platforms. 17. The long-term opportunity is not one universal DAO constitution. It is a governance layer through which different communities can adopt different institutions while sharing a neutral monetary and privacy infrastructure. This is where RIO's network state relevance becomes clearest. The roadmap does not merely propose a private asset to be held by a community. It proposes an architecture through which communities could build private institutions around that asset. 13, where economic and sovereign gravity can fail. A serious theory of network capital must examine failure modes as carefully as opportunities. Those risks become more consequential when the asset supports a political community rather than a speculative market alone. Liquidity risk. A network state treasury cannot meet substantial obligations when ordinary transactions overwhelm available markets. Rio's present liquidity is far smaller than that of Bitcoin, Monero, or Zcash. This is a central constraint. A community using a less liquid native asset would require conservative treasury management, diversified reserves, and realistic expenditure limits. Volatility risk. A treasury concentrated in one volatile asset can lose operating capacity even when the underlying community remains healthy. Monetary independence does not eliminate the need for asset and liability management. Speculation without productive activity. Price appreciation can attract holders without attracting builders, merchants, or institutions. This produces speculative gravity rather than sovereign gravity. The meaningful test is not how many people monitor the price, it is how many people earn, spend, build, and coordinate through the network. Governance capture. Proof of stake and token voting can concentrate authority among large holders. Private voting may protect participants, but it may also make political coalitions more difficult to scrutinize. The architecture must preserve ballot secrecy without eliminating institutional accountability. Technical risk. Halo 2 integration, proof of stake, mixnet infrastructure, and private DAO governance. Each introduce significant engineering and security requirements. The complete system must be implemented, independently reviewed, tested, and maintained. Roadmap ambition is not equivalent to completed security. Operational security risk. Strong protocol privacy cannot compensate for compromised devices, insecure backups, exposed identities, poor key management, or careless communications. A network state requires institutional operational security, not only private transactions, infrastructure centralization. A decentralized protocol can still depend heavily on a small number of wallets, developers, exchanges, websites, or service operators. The surrounding ecosystem must become distributed as well, regulatory and access pressure. Exchanges and service providers may restrict privacy-focused assets. A community relying on such an asset must be capable of peer-to-peer exchange, direct custody, and independent infrastructure, rather than assuming permanent access to regulated platforms. Legitimacy failure. A technically valid vote can still lack political legitimacy. Members may reject procedures they consider unfair, captured, or inconsistent with the community's founding principles. Code can enforce a decision. It cannot, by itself, create consent. Failure to create external economic relationships. A network economy cannot survive indefinitely by circulating value only among committed insiders. It must acquire external revenue, productive capacity, property, services, and trade relationships. Economic gravity becomes sovereign gravity only when internal coordination can be converted into real-world institutional capacity. Despite these risks, the demand for network state capital layers is not theoretical. The next section examines why. 24th, network states are the demand side. The network state framework developed by Balaji Srinivasan and explored throughout this series provides the political demand side of the Bitcoin magnet. Srinivasan defines a network state as a highly aligned online community capable of collective action that crowdfunds territory and eventually seeks diplomatic recognition from existing states. 18. The sequence reverses the historical order of state formation. Traditional states generally begin with territory and organize the people located within it. A network state begins with people and attempts to organize territory around them. This is the reverse sovereignty stack. The capital layer is what makes this reversal possible. A community with an independently controlled treasury can finance infrastructure before receiving state recognition, compensate contributors before possessing a tax system, acquire property before holding contiguous territory, build institutions before receiving a legal charter, and coordinate internationally before becoming a recognized sovereign entity. This is why the path described in From Network Union to Network State begins with an aligned online community rather than a border. It is also why, when institutions fail, treated cryptocurrency not merely as an asset class, but as institutional fallback infrastructure. A network state must operate across jurisdictions whose governments may disagree with its goals. Its treasury must therefore resist unilateral freezing. Its transactions may require confidentiality. Its governance must resist capture. Its infrastructure must remain usable when a particular state, bank, or company withdraws cooperation. Privacy-preserving capital is not merely convenient for network states. Under adversarial conditions, it is structurally necessary. A community cannot claim meaningful economic sovereignty when the very institutions it seeks to exit retain unilateral control over its treasury. This is the deeper significance of the capital layer. It is not simply about storing value, it is about creating the material conditions for political independence. 15. From economic gravity to political capacity. The history of money is inseparable from the history of coordination. A community with an independently controlled treasury can do things an informal online group cannot. It can plan beyond the next donation campaign. It can retain skilled contributors, maintain infrastructure, acquire shared assets, and support members during crises. Capital does not automatically produce legitimate governance. Identity, trust, norms, and institutions may begin forming before a treasury exists. Capital and governance are better understood as mutually reinforcing. Identity creates the community. Capital gives it continuity. Governance determines what that continuity is used to build. This is why private DAO governance matters to the REO network state thesis. Bitcoin demonstrated that a network could possess money without a state. REO's roadmap asks the next question. Can a network also administer capital, delegate authority, and make collective decisions without exposing its members' financial and political relationships to outside surveillance? If that architecture is successfully implemented, REO would not merely function as private digital cash. It could provide part of the institutional substrate through which digital communities organize themselves. That possibility does not eliminate present limitations. REO must still expand liquidity, strengthen infrastructure, complete major protocol development, and demonstrate that private governance can remain secure, decentralized, and legitimate. The defensible conclusion is neither that REO has already solved the network state problem, nor that architectural design is irrelevant until mass adoption arrives. The stronger conclusion is this: REO represents one of the clearest attempts to connect default private capital with native private governance. Its roadmap addresses the full sovereignty problem rather than the monetary problem alone. Bitcoin proved that network money can exist. REO is architected to test whether network governance can exist around that money without sacrificing privacy. This is the deeper meaning of the Bitcoin magnet, not price appreciation alone, but the gravitational pull that transforms a credible digital asset into the material foundation of a political community. Economic gravity attracts capital. Sovereign gravity builds a polity. The next article in the Building the Network State series, The Anatomy of a Network State, will examine the political structure that emerges around this foundation, the progression from network union to network archipelago, and, eventually, recognized network state.